Thanks for joining us for another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. With people living longer than ever before and more adult children having to take care and step in and be the primary caregivers to aging parents and grandparents, there's a whole range of issues and topics that really need to be discussed openly, candidly. So it's all about having a conversation and then keeping that conversation going. Catherine Collinson, who is the president of the Transamerica Institute and the director of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is here with us to give us some tips about how to get them going and then keep them going. Catherine, what are some of the things we need to be discussing with our elderly parents and grandparents?
Three particular topics of importance are finances, health, and mobility.
And the fact is, any of those things can change at any time. Well, you've done some research. What has that yielded?
What we found is that families simply aren't talking about it enough. I'd actually like to illustrate the point with one of my own personal experiences. My grandmother was the most active 91-year-old you would have ever met. And one Saturday night, I got a call from the ER that she had had a severe stroke. And I had to immediately step in and oversee all of her care as well as her financial care. Thankfully, she had been insistent on having those conversations. She had her wishes documented in writing, legal documents in place. So as difficult as the situation was, in that regard, I was easily able to step in and help out.
Let's talk about some of the topics that need to be a part of those conversations. Let's try to get a bit more specific.
Well, let's start with finances. Where they stand with their savings, and are they on solid ground? So a clear understanding of their current financial situation, including can they afford to pay for their care and pay for the bills, as well as having their financial documents and legal documents in place, such as a power of attorney, a healthcare power of attorney, a will, perhaps even a revocable trust.
Let's turn to health now. As we've noted, it can change suddenly, as in the case of your grandmother, and I know that only too well. What are some of the things that we need to consider in the health category?
Have a good understanding of their overall general health, as well as any current health conditions that they may have. Another thing that is pretty basic but super important is that they have a list of all of their doctor's names and contact information so that their network becomes your network when you're looking to look after them. It's also important to have a list of all the medications that they're taking, including the timing and dosage.
You've noted that mobility is another critical consideration here. What are some of the things that we should address in that regard?
How they're continuing to be self-sufficient and when and where they're going to need extra help. And extra help can range from household chores. Do they need help preparing their meals? Do they have access to transportation if they need to get to a doctor's appointment?
I think you've noted, and those conversations should also include other family members, siblings, other relatives who all have some sort of stake in the well-being and care of their loved one who is in the advanced years. So, Catherine, thanks as always for the insights and good advice that you provide to these critical topics, and we'll continue in future shows. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.